And good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show. Coming to you from our studios right here in exciting El Paso, Texas. Gateway to the Old West and the most haunted city in the country. Now my studio's falling apart again. I'm not... but... it is. All right. Today's May 20th. We're in our third month of lockdown. Started in March. This is the 140th day of the year. If it's leap year, 141st day on the Gregorian calendar. In the year 325, the first Council of Nicaea is opened, starting the first ecumenical council of the Christian Church. 491. Empress Adriane marries Anastasius I. The widowed Augusta is able to choose her successor for the Byzantine throne after Zeno, the former emperor, died of dysentery. 685, the Battle of Dunnectain is fought between a Pictish army under King Bradai III and the invading Northumbrians under King Egfrith, who were decisively defeated. 794, while visiting the Royal Mercian Court at Sutton Wells with a view of marrying Princess Edelreith, King Ethelbert II of East Anglia is taken captive and, to add insult to injury, beheaded. And that'll ruin your afternoon. In year 1217, the Second Battle of Lincoln is fought near Lincoln, England. Results in the defeat of Prince Louis of France by William Marshall, the first Earl of Pembroke. 1293, King Sancho IV of Castile creates Studio de Escuelas de Generales in Alcalá de Henares. 1449, the Battle of Alfarabrera is fought, established in the House of Braganza as a principal royal family of Portugal. 1497, John Cabot sets sail from Bristol, England on his ship Matthew, looking for a route to the west. 1498, Portuguese explorer Vasco da Gama discovers a sea route to India when he arrives at Calcutta, previously known as Calcutta or Calicut, India. 1521, Ignatius of Loyola is seriously wounded in the Battle of Pampeluna. 1570, cartographer Abraham Ortelius issues the Theatrum Orbis Terrarum, the first modern atlas. 1609, Shakespeare's sonnets are first published in London, possibly illicitly by the publisher Thomas Thorpe. Then there's the argument about who actually wrote Shakespeare's plays. 1631, city of Magdeburg in Germany is seized by forces of the Holy Roman Empire and most of its inhabitants are massacred. It's considered one of the bloodiest incidents of the Thirty Years' War. 1645, Yangzhou Massacre, the 10-day massacre of 800,000 residents of the city of Yangzhou, part of the transition from Ming to Qing. 1741, the Battle of Cartagena de Indias ends in a Spanish victory, and the British begin withdrawals toward Jamaica with substantial losses. 1775, the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence is signed in Charlotte, North Carolina. 1802, by the law of May 20th, 1802, Napoleon Bonaparte reinstates slavery in the French colonies, revoking its abolition that took place during the French Revolution. 1813, Napoleon Bonaparte leads his French troops into the Battle of Bautzen in Saxony, Germany, against the combined armies of Russia and Prussia. The battle ends the following day with a decisive French victory. 1840, York Minster is badly damaged by fire. 1861, the state of Kentucky proclaims its neutrality, which lasts till September 3rd when Confederate forces enter the state. And the state of North Carolina secedes from the Union on this same date. 1862, Abraham Lincoln signs the Homestead Act, opening 84 million acres of public land to settlers in the West. 1864, Battle of Ware Bottom Church. In the Virginia-Bermuda 100 campaign, 10,000 troops fighting this Confederate victory. You know, militarily, the Confederates won more than they lost. The problem is, they couldn't replace troop losses. The Union could. 1873, Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis get a U.S. patent for blue jeans with copper rivets. 1875, signing of the Methodist Convention by 17 nations, leading to the establishment of the International System of Units. 1882, the Triple Alliance between the German Empire, Austria-Hungary, and the Kingdom of Italy is formed. 1883, Krakatoa begins to erupt. 3 months later, the volcano explodes, kills more than 36,000 people. 1891, the first public display of Thomas Edison's prototype kinetoscope. 1902, Cuba gains independence from the U.S. Tomas Estrada Palma becomes the country's first president. 1927, Treaty of Jeddah. The U.K. recognizes the sovereignty of King Ibn Saud and the kingdoms of Hejaz and Najd, which later merged to become the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. 1932, Amelia Earhart takes off from Newfoundland to begin the world's first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean by a female pilot. Lands in Ireland the next day. 1940, first prisoners arrive at a new concentration camp at Auschwitz. 1941, Battle of Crete. German paratroopers invade the island of Crete. 1948, Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek wins the 1948 Republic of China presidential election, sworn in as the first president of the Republic of China at Nanjing. 1949, Armed Forces Security Agency, the predecessor of the National Security Agency, is established. 1956, Operation Red Wing, the first U.S. airborne hydrogen bomb, is dropped over Bikini Atoll in the Pacific Ocean. 1964, discovery of the cosmic microwave background radiation by Robert Woodward Wilson and Arno Penzias. 1967, the popular movement of the revolution political parties established in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Have you noticed that the more repressive a regime is, the more it calls itself democratic? 1969, the Battle of Hamburger Hill in Vietnam ends. 1971, in the Chuknagar Massacre, Pakistani forces massacred thousands, mostly Bengali Hindus. 1980, in a referendum in Quebec, the population rejects by 60% a government proposal to move towards independence from Canada. 1983, first publication of the discovery of the HIV virus that causes AIDS in the journal Science by Luc Montagnier. Also that same year, the Church Street bombing. A car bomb planted by Umkhonto we Sizwe explodes in Church Street in South Africa's capital of Pretoria, kills 19 and injures 217 others. 1985, Radio Marti, part of the Voice of America service, begins broadcasting to Cuba. 1989, the Chinese authorities declare martial law in the face of pro-democracy demonstrations. Sets the scene for the Tiananmen Square massacre. 1990, the first post-communist presidential and parliamentary elections are held in Romania. 1996, the Supreme Court of the U.S. rules in Romer v. Evans against a law that would have prevented any town, city, or county in the state of Colorado from taking any legislative, executive, or judicial action to protect the rights of gays and lesbians. 2002, independence of East Timor is recognized by Portugal, formally ending 23 years of Indonesian rule and 3 years of provisional U.N. administration. Now, Portugal itself is the former colonizer of East Timor until 1976. 2012, 27 people are killed and 50 others injured when a 6.0 magnitude earthquake strikes northern Italy. 2013, an EF5 tornado strikes Oklahoma City suburb of Moore, killing 24 and injuring 377 others. And then in 2019, the International System of Units, the base units, are redefined, making the international prototype of the kilogram obsolete. Now, there's numerous births and deaths on this date in history, but we're going to go to holidays and observances. Christian feast days are Berseus and Helena, Alcuin of York, Aurea of Ostia, Astragalus, Podalus, Bernardo of Salina, Ivo of Chartres, Lucifer of Cagliari, Sancton, and it's the Eastern Orthodox liturgics for May 20th. Day of Remembrance in Cambodia, Emancipation Day in Florida, European Maritime Day in the European Council. Independence Restoration Day celebrates independence of East Timor from Indonesia in 2002. Josephine Baker Day, celebrated by the NAACP. National Waking Day in Indonesia. Indonesian Doctors Day in Indonesia. National Day in Cameroon. World Bee Day. And World Meteorology Day. It's quite a, shall we say, active day. Okay, we were talking about ghost. And we're going to go back, and we're still talking about California. The La Habra, California. Esteli. And going back, sometimes you hear voices yelling and see footprints of animals that have seven claws. Then in the Friendly Hills Medical Group, that's a building that's now abandoned because of bankruptcy. Reports by security guards talk about cold spots, toilets flushing by themselves, voices in the hallways. In one cardiac room, even though it's empty, you hear a heart monitor. Some electronic voice phenomena has been recorded. And you get the feeling you're not welcomed in the building. Now, since I got that report, the building has been torn down. Then the La Habra Depot Theater. Witnesses report hearing loud footsteps. There's an Amtrak train there that's used as a dressing room. Apparently it's was left when everything was abandoned. You hear loud banging noises, see the vision of a young girl peeking around the wall. And a number of witnesses reported seeing a couple in Victorian garb walking down a hallway. Now, what's interesting is they've been sighted in a mirror. But when you turn around and look directly at them, there's nobody there. Also in La Habra, Sierra Vista School, people have seen ghostly things up around the classroom areas and on the street right next to the back of the building. People run away from the building. When they look back, they see something chasing them. But it's happened to a number of people, even though that might be questioned. When you're there by yourself, the swings on the playground start to swing. You hear the creaking. You hear creaking sounds all around the school. And in one of the girls' restrooms, a little girl has been seen looking back. La Habra Heights, the Hacienda Golf Club. This club is over 80 years old. It's got many elderly members, and a lot of those members passed away while at the club. Strange occurrences at the club include noises, lights that come on by themselves, and in certain areas there are dark shadows that move in the corridors and on the golf course. No one has been able to put an identity to any of these dark shadows, but they've been seen nonetheless. The, Okie dokie. The, in La Jolla, I've got fond memories of La Jolla. That's where I first met my wife. We've been together literally almost ever since. Murrillins Middle School. As you walk down the halls, you can sometimes hear people talking behind you. When you turn around, you find there's nobody there. And in the auditorium, you can sometimes see the lights turning off by themselves. In La Mirada, on Bristol Drive, there was an abandoned house where a lot of activity took place. However, it's no longer abandoned. Somebody moved in, renovated it. In the Creek Park in Ramarada. Across the bridge to the right, there's a staircase that goes up a hill in between some bushes. At the top of the stairs, there's a whitish-gray figure standing there. Looks like a statue or somebody with a wearing a hood. Late at night, when you're walking down the stairs by the horse trail, people have heard a little girl screaming for her mother. And if you walk by the opening in the trees closer to the stairs, people claim to see the little girl looking at them. But when they try to approach to see if she needs help, there's no one there. Then there's Taco Bell Pizza Hut in La Mirada on Rosecrans Avenue. Some reports say in the bathroom you hear voices in your ear and the lights flicker when you're alone. Reports have also been received about a man on who will appear next to you at the table in the back. La Puente, Hurley Elementary School, the tetherball courts. According to the story, two kids are playing tetherball after school about 7 p.m., and one of the kids hit the ball and the chain wrapped around the neck of another kid. Well, the other one didn't know what to do while his or her friend was choking, so he ran home. And according to the story, the young man who had the chain wrapped around his neck died. Late-night residents say you can hear a chain hitting the pole in the court and the sound of somebody choking. Attempts to investigate never reveal anybody. Then in La Puente's Nogales Burgers, father, the owner, walks around at night. There have been a lot of accounts about this particular figure. The owner's seen it many times, so have the security guards. Now, this father of the owner died many years ago in a grease fire. Literally, he burned to death. And there's also a wall of photos that sometimes they will be thrown across the restaurant. No one has ever been seen doing it. Then Nogales High School. It's haunted by a spirit that wanders the quad late at night. Said to be the spirit of a young student who was killed on the nearby railroad tracks. Then there's Puente Hills Mall, AMC. Now, workers claim they see little kids running around the theater, and when they approach them, they vanish. Now, the Puente Mall's AMC Theater was attached to the mall until 1996. The Broadway department store was known by employees to be very haunted. On the third floor, stock workers were frightened by music that came from a locked and empty stock room, and the area around the freight elevator was quite simply a terrifying place for folks to work in. Number of workers report feelings of panic and chills. On the second floor, employees heard their names called by someone unseen. Now, this is a very common occurrence, experienced even by folks who don't believe in ghosts. Clothing will swing on the racks as though somebody's walking between the racks. Cool breezes and the sound of breathing can be felt and heard in the stockroom of the children's department. And several times before the store opened up, employees heard the sound of somebody straightening the racks in the lingerie department. They've even seen legs wearing black pants standing behind a tall fixture. Now, on that fixture were hung bathrobes and, you know, clothing such as that. But when they go to see who it is, both the sounds and the legs disappear. Now, all this occurred both before, during, and after store hours. And in the second floor freight area, they'd see people passing the door of the room in which they were working, but no one was present when they checked the hallway. And this has been a very common activity, according to reports. The first floor had similar activities, but employees working after hours in the freight dock would see what they thought were customers passing the windows of the dock doors, but when they investigated, the store would be empty. One worker on the dock quit after he experienced this a couple of times. Now, the store was closed and torn down in 1996, and the theater was built in its place. Reportedly, only one person ever died on the store property. A manager had a heart attack while he was at work and died when they were loading her into the ambulance. A child was severely injured once while playing on the escalator that ran between the second and the first floor, and his bloodstains had soaked into the tile at the foot of the escalator and remained there until the store was torn down. Now, it does raise quite a number of interesting questions as to who those kids running around the theater might be. In La Quinta, you have the Walmart. Employees claim to hear little girls' laughter late at night when the store closed. They've also heard toys falling off the shelves, even though they've never found a culprit. In La Selva Beach, the Tyler House. What's now a teenage recovery house is the site of the Leonard House, where a family lived during the gold rush in the mid-1800s. They moved to Aptos after a while. There was also a Jesuit mission in the area. Both had been torn down, and the Tyler House stands where these buildings stood. The beach nearby is also haunted by a little boy who drowned there in the 1960s. Now, the Tyler House residents have experienced noises and objects moving, as well as reports of windows opening and closing on their own. All in all, according to reports, this is a very haunted house. Laverne, California. Damien High School. Toward dusk, a large, fast-moving white mist-like cloud can be seen moving across campus in the direction of the football field. Witnesses have also reported it moving out onto and across the football field. The 400 building towards the south end of the school, nearby, down by the gym, is rumored to be haunted by an unknown spirit. Late at night, according to the story, you can see the hallway lights turn on by themselves and see a shadow walk in the hallway. But when investigations are conducted, there's never anybody there. Lafayette, California. Lafayette Park Hotel. Guests complain about a little girl calling for her mother and the fact that she jumps on the bed. Apparitions are seen, pictures fall off the walls, the vending machine dispenses soda, whatever it takes a mind to, and witnesses encounter cold spots and hear doors slam. Laguna Hills, top of the world. Stories of the little girl ran away from home to her school because her parents were continually fighting. Sat on a swing crying, the next morning custodian found her. She died, allegedly, of hypothermia in California. There have been reports of folks seeing and hearing a little girl on the playground at night, but when they investigate, they never find anybody. Laguna Woods, which is formerly Laguna Hills, the Leisure World Theater. Footsteps are heard in the booth by staff in the offices below, especially when there's no one in the building. Technicians reported somebody looking over their shoulder during shows. According to everybody's best guess, this is Bud, a former printer who moved to Leisure World at the end of the 1960s, worked in the theater as its first tech. Now, for those that are not familiar with Leisure World, it's a large area dedicated primarily to employees. And you'll see quite a lot of them run around in their golf carts. That seems to be the accepted mode of transportation at Leisure World. Lake Balboa, Birmingham High School. Before it was a high school, Birmingham High School, which was named after General Birmingham, was a World War II hospital for amputees and other injured soldiers. A lot of soldiers died during their stay at the hospital. After World War II, the hospital was renovated into the present-day Birmingham High School. But at night, if you're there by yourself and you listen carefully, you can hear rusty squeaking, noises it can't be explained if you're out on the quad. Strange feelings of another presence can be felt along the front steps of the Performing Arts Building and at the front entrance. Lake Elsinore, the abandoned country club, which has burned down since I got this report. There's reports of an eerie feeling of not being welcome there. The place is in shambles on the inside and is usually said to be unusually cold in the hallway to the right of the foyer. A lot of strange things have been reported to have happened at this building. Now, as I say, it burned down. The land and the ruins are now haven't changed. You still encounter the cold spots. But there is an interesting note. The country club burned down in a huge fire, and it didn't so much as singe the properties around it. That's highly unusual. Lake Elsinore, the divider field. Supposedly, three or four workers plowing out the area for construction were accidentally killed by some of the machinery. Witnesses reported encountering hot and cold spots. Then there's Elsinore Middle School. In the early 50s, a freshman hung herself in the back of the stage in the theater. She had been hurt and harassed in a hazing by the soccer team. On a number of occasions, people have claimed to hear a girl choking when there's nobody in the theater. Attempts to find out who's making those noises have always been a failure. Then you have the home interiors of Mrs. 144, formerly known as the Chimes. People have said they felt cold spots when the China dolls are located, where the China dolls are located. The spirit of the person who drowned in the pool has been seen roaming around the basement area. Now, it was restored about 10 years ago, and in certain areas it's still cold and creepy. It's now a gift shop and a tea house and a spa. But whatever it may be called and whatever it may be used as, the ghosts have not left. Then there's the Main Street Abandoned Hotel in Lake Elsinore. On Saturday nights, been said by a number of folks and also the mechanic shop nearby, they often hear screaming inside the hotel. Now, the building is boarded up. They also see a man in a janitor suit looking down off the roof at about 1 o'clock in the morning. Then in Lake Forest is the Best Western Hotel. Employees have felt uneasy around the bottom floor rooms. Electronic voice phenomena has been recorded in these rooms and photos have been taken. There have been cold spots encountered in the kitchen area of the room. Then in Lake Heights, Willowbrook Estates, owner of the estate, hosts weddings to include a nightly stay at an on-ground guest house. While staying in the guest house, doors open and close, lights go on and off, and rustling sounds are heard throughout the night. Lake Tahoe, periodically reports that a young woman has been seen floating below the surface of the lake. She's dressed in rather fancy clothing from the late 1800s. Lakewood, California, Lakewood High School. It's known to be said that in the pool area, the light will go on and off, and there will be invisible footsteps that will leave water tracks on the side. It's said to be haunted by a swim coach who blew a blood vessel while screaming at his team. He died. I had to teach him to scream. Lakewood, California, St. Joseph High School. Been a number of reports, but I can't get verification as to whether or not they're true. Lancaster, California, Antelope Valley Hospital. The staff on the fifth floor has reported hearing noises and seeing doors move and encountering what they claim is, for lack of a better term, a really eerie feeling on the fourth and fifth floors. Then in Lancaster, the cemetery, you can see a little girl dressed in old-fashioned clothes looking at you as you if you walk through the cemetery at night. If you approach her, she's not there. Then there's the demolished insane asylum at I and 90th. Concrete slabs of some of the cells are still present. Voices to be heard late at night along with screaming and banging noises of on metal. In fact, some folks have even complained that they've been chased. Then there's Lancaster High School. In the theater, the house light will randomly turn on and off, and you can clearly see that there's no one by the light box. There are also rumors if you sit in the seats and you have the lights off, you'll see a white figure walk across the stage and approach you. Then there's the Lancaster Hotel. It's the oldest building in the city, and it's so haunted employees are warned if they talk about the ghost to anybody, they'll be fired. At random times, you can hear footsteps on the wooden floors on both levels. You can hear music from an old scratchy record, and you can smell vanilla and old flowers in certain areas. Now, the Lancaster Hotel is open to the public across the street from the LPAC, the Lancaster Performing Arts Center. And the center itself, which is on Lancaster Boulevard, is also haunted. It said when the theater was first built, an elderly woman was standing on the stage during construction and accidentally stepped back into the orchestra pit. Landed on her head and broke her neck. Said she died instantly. Actors who performed at the theater claimed to have seen her ghost downstairs in the green room and also encountered her on the stairwells. Many see a black figure. Others feel a strange sensation causing them to want to get out of there immediately. No one has ever seen her upstairs. They believe it's because there's nowhere to fall downstairs. It feels safer there. Then there's the Shamrock Carpet Cleaners in Lancaster. Footsteps have been heard at the back of the building, and a telephone and carpet rolls have moved themselves. A ghost of a man has also been seen wandering around the building. It's supposedly his name is George. Then Lathrop, California, Mossdale Bridge. Young man said to have committed suicide by jumping off the Mossdale Bridge into the San Joaquin River in the 1970s. His ghost has been seen a number of times on the bridge at dusk, wearing blue jeans and a red checkered flannel shirt. Lemon Grove, California, the Kentucky Fried Chicken. After an employee named Rudy died during his shift, strange things started happening. The back door would open and close itself after closing time, when it was supposed to be locked. Those who work late report feeling they're not alone. Dishes being cleaned when no one is around. Now, that's a nice thing to have. Other reports refer to flickering lights, cold spots, and items disappearing and reappearing somewhere else. Lemoore, the Kings River on Elgin, said a woman had two of her kids drown in the river at that location. She was simply trying to save them, but in turn lost her own life. Since then, it's said she can be seen walking in the bushes with a lantern, calling out for her kids and asking for somebody to come help her. And if anybody enters the water in an attempt to save them, she takes them under. Then there's Lemoore High School auditorium in the English building. Reports by a number of her students include shadows that move by themselves. The spirits of two girls laughing in the fifth row in the sixth and seventh seats have been seen. And there's the presence of a man on the balcony who's wearing a bolo hat. Then Lemoore High Theater. It's haunted by two ghosts. One's an old man who died from a heart attack. He's said to be sitting in the last row. The seat always stays cold, no matter what the temperature in the theater is. The other ghost is a boy about 16 or 17 who fell from the balcony when working spotlights for a play. A lot of witnesses report you can hear his screams right before he hits the floor. Then in Lemoore, there's Oddfellows Lodge. Each year on Halloween, the local drama club puts up a haunted house. Spirits of the family that used to live there seem not to like that. Since during the haunts, people working there report sighting shadows of people wearing Victorian-era clothes, encountering cold spots, and spots that give off extreme heat. There's a hallway that seems to be unnaturally dark, and when you're in it for long moments of time, you hear voices call out your name and you feel hands push you. A deep male voice has been heard saying, "Leave us to rest," and sightings of a strange green and red lights on the roof have been reported. The spirits appear to be generally menacing, and people find themselves with a feeling of deep dread after spending long times in that building. Lenox, California, Buford Elementary School. Right when you go inside the school, there's a tombstone of a teacher that died. They say that they've seen her walking around the school well into the night. They also say people hear voices by the bathrooms. Nothing is ever reported during daylight hours. It's always after dark. Then in Lenox is the Hawthorne High School, Nyman Hall. Reports of a former drama teacher seen looking for his students, and there's a lady that only comes out when you go up on the stage. You can see her when you're up there where the lights are. Lincoln, Teal Hollow. Very few people have seen the ghost of a 4-year-old boy on a big wheel, but he has been reported. Livermore, Patterson's Pass. Supposedly a class of students were taking a field trip. On the way, the bus broke down. Everybody got out of the bus and tried pushing it. Unfortunately, the bus rolled backward and crushed the students that were behind it. Now, if you go to the market, put your car in neutral to the marker, which is marker number 157, I might add. Put your car in neutral, the students try to push you. And while they push you, their fingerprints appear on your car and your footsteps on the gravel beneath and around your car. Also in Livermore is the sanitarium. One night in 1789, a groundskeeper for the tuberculosis hospital went crazy and shot all the folks there. They say screams can be heard constantly. investigation doesn't reveal anybody to account for the screams. Loma Linda, Montecito Graveyard. Witnesses report a ghost dressed in white at 2 in the morning, and they say don't look at the gate, but you'll hear something behind you like a voice. If you turn back at the gate, it disappears, and then at Halloween you can see a fog settle over the cemetery. La Mita, Fleming High School. The students share a legend of a haunting by saying that one of the bathrooms is haunted. Somebody supposedly died there, and now you can see her face in the mirror as you wash your hands. Now, the school was built in the 1920s, and it was a 6-year school when a new high school was built, and it took the name Narbonne, so the old school had to come up with a new name. Probably all urban myth, though. There are other stories about an elevator that went up to the 3rd floor, but investigation shows there is no elevator. One thing is, the school was built in the 20s, and the school's name was changed to honor Alexander Fleming. The 3rd floor was seldom used because it could only be reached by a steep set of stairs. There's one hallway up there with about 20 rooms in total, 10 on each side of the hall. Some classes were held on the 3rd floor, but those were a rarity. Lompoc, the Burger King. Long ago, a boy went and hung himself in the ladies' restroom. When the store is about to close, the seat ends up in the bathroom, in the very spot where he hung himself, but tipped over as if he kicked it so he could be hung. One worker saw a white ghostly figure standing in and staring at the other workers who were closing up. When the last person leaves, you can hear a loud banging on the bathroom door, but if you check, there's nobody there. And there's said to be cold spots when you sit at the table behind the straw dispenser. Also in Lompoc is Mission La Purisma. Now, the large chapel definitely has two separate presences. One seems to be that of a priest, and the other is a young girl. Now, she was more than likely baptized at or lived at the mission. Her presence is strongest in the back by the baptismal font, and the feeling you get in that area is one of happiness and a youthful playfulness. She was believed to be a preteen. Then there's Tahitian Village in Lompoc, supposedly built on an Indian burial ground belonging to the Chumash. There have been voices and strange occurrences reported over for a number of years. Among the reports are of a faint voice in one of the apartment closets of a man playing the guitar. Two men are seen stealing goods from the pantry, and scratches on residents' faces in the middle of the night have been reported. Then in Lone Pine, the train depot off 395. Eerie darkness in the baggage compartment, and there were reports of a little girl behind a ticket counter holding a doll. In Long Beach is Brooks College. Now, this college was built on the site of an old Navy hospital that existed during World War II. It took in all the soldiers that were wounded in the Pacific. Well, the hospital was eventually torn down, and dorms for Cal State Long Beach were built. A number of students report seeing men in Navy garb running around the building at night. A man in a doctor's coat's also been reported. If you make any attempt to approach him or talk to him, they're just not there. Then it's Casa Bonita, downtown on 6th Street. It's an extremely old building that's been refurbished and restored in downtown Long Beach. It used to be a hotel eons ago. Residents and visitors share stories of strange noises being heard in the basement where the laundry room is located. A woman screaming in the hallway when there's no one there has been reported. Cold spots have been encountered in hallways and apartments. And hanging lamps in the various rooms swaying when there's no breeze to account for the swinging. Then there's DeForest Nature Trail in Long Beach. Witnesses report seeing black figures floating around. Moaning has been heard and children laughing. Cold spots and screaming has been heard, especially by the end toward the riverbed trail. Then in Long Beach is DeForest Park. Now, witnesses have reported a number of cold spots. Voices have been heard saying, "Help me," and calling out people's names, and the sounds of rapid footsteps. Spots where there's no sound, and all of a sudden there's a whoosh of an extremely cold air. Whispering of more than one voice in late night has been heard, and quite often a thick fog is encountered in the forest, and a beam of light is seen coming out of the fog. but no one has yet determined what's causing that beam of light. Then in Long Beach is the Long Beach Job Corps. Many people live on campus have seen an older woman wearing a white wedding dress walking the halls of the dorm late at night. Any attempt to approach her to elicit information as to who she is she's just literally not there. Then in Long Beach is Los Cerritos Ranchos. Close to 300 people are said to have died of a plague, and it's haunted by the founder and builder Don Juan Temple. The bathroom is a hot spot of activity with many cold spots around it, and a lady in white's been seen in the men's bathroom. Then in the Marriott Hotel at Long Beach, room 217. Several tries, more than necessary, have been needed to turn the TV off. On several occasions, while sitting on the bed, you can feel something or someone tugging at the bedspread. Then there's the feeling of being touched by someone at the top of your back, as well as a sense of a presence in the room. Number of people reported very eerie feelings and unusual experiences on a number of different occasions. And then this is my favorite at Long Beach, the Queen Mary. I spent several days staying on that ship chasing ghosts. It said that a male ghost had been seen in the engine room. He was killed when the ship was in working order. There have been reports of the sound of children playing in the pool. Now, it was the height of luxury in its day, and there was a swimming pool. And there were a number of stories of sounds being heard in and around the pool and wet footprints being seen when nobody had used it in a long time. And apparitions have been seen in the pool area. The most accessible haunted area is near door 13 in the engine room. Man was trying to escape a fire, and when a fire broke out, the doors would automatically close, and he got caught by one of the doors and crushed. Another haunted area is the front desk of what's now the hotel portion of the ship. A woman in white has been seen, and they've also caught sight of a couple walking through the hallway. Then on the Queen Mary, room B340... Now, this room is now closed by manager due to unexplained events that occurred to guests. It's located in an abandoned area of the ship's long hallway corridor. Lights mysteriously flicker, and a very cold feeling surrounds the area. It's also said that on a number of occasions, someone has knocked on the door, but when the door is open, there's no one there. Then in Los Angeles, the Ambassador Hotel. During the filming of VH1's Random Play, several crew members reported seeing a ghostly figure appear in a four-story window, lean out and look at him, and then disappear. And the lights would inexplicably turn on and off. Cold spots were felt, and shooting lights were seen in the hallways. Angel City Brewery in L.A., formerly Pabst Blue Ribbon, this complex houses one of the largest artist colonies in the world. When you go up the stairs in the main building that leads to the rooftop, a lot of voices can be heard. Sounds like 100 muted conversations going on at the same time. And then you hear the sounds of trains and freeway traffic until you reach the rooftop. Once you get to the roof, even the visible freeway traffic in the rail yard is silent, and you don't hear the voices anymore. Then there's Bancroft Middle School in L.A. Late at night, and sometimes in the early morning, teachers and even some students claim that in the main building on the third floor, they hear whispers and footsteps behind them, and when they look back, there's nobody there. And in the gym during physical education, the lights suddenly go on and off. And besides that, the janitor claims that all of a sudden the ropes to climb that they have hanging for you to climb will move by themselves, and the volleyball nets outside shake very hard as if somebody's shaking them, but they never see anybody. Then there's Bell Garden, Suva Intermediate School in L.A. A janitor committed suicide there, and he said to haunt the two-story building. And one of the art classes there have reported cold spots, and out of the corner of your eye, you can see somebody standing near you, but no one's ever been able to recognize who that is. Then there's Belmont High School in L.A. Spirit of a young girl by the name of Arabella haunts the Belmont Auditorium. She's reported to follow actors and crew around the stage during rehearsals. There's flickering lights, moving curtains, faucets in the dressing rooms turn on and off, and occasionally the doors were open and shut. Legend has it she's the spirit of a young girl who attended the once private Belmont School for Girls during the 1900s, and there was a fire and she got caught and died. In fact, it destroyed the school. Then there's Birmingham High School in L.A. Was a hospital during World War II. There have been voices at night in cold spots. Boyle Heights, Roosevelt High School, the R Building. It's the biggest building, 3 stories high, and it's long. A couple of decades ago, the building wasn't 3 stories high. It was 4, and it was believed that there was a fire and some students died on that 4th floor. Now, according to the story, 3 students were in a classroom, and it was dance night at Roosevelt. One of the students was spying on his girlfriend because he believed she was cheating on him. So he's looking out the window down onto the other students. His other friends inside the classroom with him left, and one of them apparently was smoking a cigarette. He was going out the door, he threw the cigarette in the trash, and it caught the trash on fire. And as a result, the floor burned, and one student died, the one that was looking out the window, and that's what people believe that caused the fire. To this day, teachers claim that when they stay late at night in the 3rd floor of the R Building, they'll hear footsteps, doors opening, clothing, and TVs turning on and off by themselves. And the same with the auditorium. That's part of the R Building as well. Some students say they hear claps and whispers when trying to skip classes, and eventually they'll run out. Boyle Heights, Our Lady of Talpa Catholic School. In the school's auditorium, you can hear footsteps and movement from behind the stage curtains. In the hallway and bathrooms, you can hear footsteps like somebody's running, only to look and no one's there. It's said that a nun who was a teacher there died during one of her classes of a heart attack. She used to play the piano, and sometimes the piano in the auditorium would play on its own. Cal State, L.A. Phase 2. In the Phase 2 section of the dorms at Cal State University of Los Angeles, there's a storage room that's said to be haunted. Once a room to the year 1999, it's said to have known to emanate loud moans and screams, as well as residents in that dorm and a dorm next door. Report being disturbed at all hours of the day and night by persistent knocking on the doors and voices. The ghost of a blonde lady has been seen in the area and has been known to ask residents for her dorm. Of her dorm, do you think I wouldn't know? Story goes, she came in to find a roommate sleeping with a boyfriend. Distraught and mostly exhausted from midterm, she hung herself in the hallway directly outside her roommate's room, intending to give her roommate a big surprise then when she walked out of her room the next day. Then in Carson, the Arco Refinery, witnesses report dark figures walking around, valves turning themselves on and off by themselves. In the early years of the refinery, and safety wouldn't emphasize, the refinery is a much more dangerous place to work, and a lot of people died there. Some of them did not go peacefully into that good night. Then Cathedral High School in L.A., witnesses have reported cold spots near the senior patio. In the yearbook newspaper room, the staff has heard noises on the floor above them, even though they're the only ones on campus at the time. The yearbook newspaper room used to be a chapel. In fact, it still has stained glass windows. And it's said to have a negative energy that's felt in the room. And there are stories the school was built over a graveyard. Coffin nails are still being found in the football field. And when it rains, there's a spot on the field that never gets wet. Strange occurrences during theater productions held in the gym have also been reported, including on one occasion a chair flying across the floor. Chinatown. An apartment on Centennial Street in L.A. Footsteps in the living room have been heard, doors opening without the wind blowing, and noises by the baby's crib have been heard. Feels like somebody's standing right next to you when you're sleeping in a living room by yourself. Then the City of Industry, Puente Hills Mall in L.A. There have been reports of phenomena that happen inside the corridors of the building. Voices are heard during the graveyard shifts. Lights flicker on and off during the night hours. Noises coming from the ceiling like somebody's climbing through the air shafts. Cold spots are felt inside some of the corridors. In 2004, there was a suicide in the lower level women's room over by Sears. The woman shot herself in the head. Sightings of a dark image inside the corridors and restroom's mirror where the suicide took place have been reported. The AMC theater sightings of children running through the walls. Robinson May motion sensors and security alarms had gone off for no apparent reason. Originally, employees thought it was mice or rats running around, so an exterminator was hired. After an examination, he said there was no sign there were any rats or mice present. L.A., the Coliseum. In the 1960s, a man fell off the top floor of the sports complex to his death. Many people thought he'd been pushed, but the court ruled it was an accidental death. On night games, toward the end of the game, an apparition of a man is seen on the top floor of the complex, as well as the sounds of screaming, and a very final loud crunch has also been reported. Then in Los Angeles, Cypress Park Branch Library. Library opened in 1924. Over the years, several ghost sightings have been witnessed by numerous people. An ex-worker there spotted a translucent male floating near the old fireplace. The ghostly whispers can be heard in the men's room, and witnesses report cold spots can be felt near the occult section and also near the fireplace. Then downtown L.A., the first interstate building, now called the Aeon Building. The building on Wilshire burned down May 4, 1988. Engineer was riding the elevator when the doors opened on the 12th floor, the place where the fire was actually taking place. When they found his body, it was shriveled and burned. Janitors reported hearing noises and the light switch on and off on the 11th floor as well as the 32nd floor. And a couple committed suicide by jumping off the top of the building. One man jumped because his wife left him. Another lady a couple of years back in the 90s jumped. Her intestines were hanging off the trees, but many claim the entire building has an issue. Then in L.A.'s Elysian Park. Throughout the park, there have been sightings that date back to before Dodger Stadium and even before the I-10 freeway went through there. Many families lived and died in the hills and valleys of this green area just north of downtown L.A. There's one story of a white lady. It's a woman who drowned her children in the river, and now she wanders the park looking for them. Other versions of the white lady's story include visions of headless dogs near the sightings location. Human figures are seen entering the tunnels underneath the I-10 freeway at Solano Avenue, but not coming out the other side. In the lodge area, lights flicker along the hillsides. Street lights often go on and off when couples park under them at night and start talking about the spirits that haunt the park. Elysian Park hosts Dodger Stadium, which removed many longtime residents whose families dated back to colonial times. The anger of this forcible removal of families and or the return of spirits to the beauty of the area are the fuel for many, many legends. On the east side of the park, there was a cemetery that was dug up for the construction of the I-10 and Cathedral High School, which has its own stories of unexplained events. Then in L.A. is Fairfax High School. In the rotunda, shadows have been seen and cold spots have been felt. A number of students felt the urge to jump off the third floor balcony. One said, "When I walked past the entrance to the third floor balcony, I felt a sudden urge to break through the gate and jump." Two people killed by hanging themselves and then jumping. Cold spots have also been felt, and the lights flicker in the auditorium. One person died trying to fix the lights. Then there's the Figueroa Hotel in L.A. Sometimes the elevator will stop on certain floors for no reason. When the door's open, there's nobody there. Strange sounds are heard throughout the hallways and then even in some of the rooms. Televisions return on in the middle of the night by themselves, and you can't get them cut off. Even if you unplug them, according to the story, they'll continue to play. Then in L.A. is Franklin High School. According to the legend, this school is haunted by a former student who died when she fell off a balcony on the fourth floor overlooking the quad. Some students claim if you go to the balcony today and look down on the quad, you feel the presence of somebody standing next to you. And if you look quickly, you'll catch a glimpse of the dead girl staring down right before she disappears. Then there's Fremont High School, the stage in the auditorium. A number of people reported seeing strange shadows and having very bizarre feelings. The entire atmosphere is eerie, according to what a number of people said. Then in Los Angeles, Griffith Park. Now, this old park is known to a lot of people for its tragic history. History has it, previous owners of the park were dying mysteriously. Today, the park's camp roads have been closed because of strange happenings. Some people report seeing sacrifices or the witch-like ceremonies being held there. But when they go the next day, they don't find any sign anything happened. Then there's Highland Park in Los Angeles, which is also Franklin High School. And we've already talked about the deceased student who haunts the auditorium in the classrooms. It said he died in the 50s and continues to be heard and seen by faculty and students alike. Then in L.A. is Houdini's Mansion. Now, it's an abandoned mansion that belonged to the magician Houdini. A lot of folks say it's haunted. They've heard footsteps on the large stairs of the mansion. And quite often, people report apparitions of a man walking who's also can be seen through the pictures. Then as the I. Magnum Bullocks building in L.A., it's on Wilshire Boulevard near Vermont, now part of the Southwest Law School. The old department store built in 1929 was converted into a library for the law school. One security guard working there during this renovation could hear a little girl's voice crying from the elevator shaft. It's rumored that a man had pushed the girl into the elevator shaft, killing her back in the 1930s. Other strange happenings observed were lights coming on and off, windows and shades being open and closed with no one in the building, and footsteps being heard on the stairway. Some construction workers reported finding secret passageways that led from Mr. Bullock's penthouse in the building. Some workers quit during remodeling due to unexplained phenomena taking place in the building's clock tower. They really didn't want to discuss what had happened. And in L.A., the JFK Library, third floor south. The story is that some people had been getting stoned in the third floor bathroom, experimenting with some lace substances, resulting in a loss of their sanity and the bludgeoning of one of them, and at least one other was injured. On the evening near closing time, after hours, in the early morning, the faucets turn themselves on and off. Locked doors are opened. Also been reports of cold spots in the restroom and in the area surrounding the restroom. And there's a generally eerie feeling in that area, and sometimes you can even hear what sounds like stoned laughter. Then in L.A., there's John Marshall High School. Students believe the fourth floor is haunted because it's restricted. Rumor is that a boy was murdered up there. On the third floor, witnesses would hear noises down the hallway as if somebody was banging on the lockers, like somebody was trying to open a locker. When witnesses would go to the third floor, they always wonder why the stairs that led to the fourth would be caged shut. Now, while a number of witnesses attended the school, never once had they seen the stairs that lead to the fourth floor ever cleaned, but they never showed any signs of trash. The school was built about 1936. Quite a number of different stories about what may or may not have happened on the fourth floor. Well, once again, we've come to the end of another show. We'll be back tomorrow night. Well, once again, this will be Ken Hudnall for the Ken Hudnall Show, and we'll be talking about more Ghosts of California.